Hey voice tubers, how's it going? How was your day? How's life? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host Winnie, and it's an awesome day for a pronunciation challenge. Just want to say thank you to those of you who did your challenge in a spooky style, because I was very amused by the different monsters and witch voices. Great job, guys. And surprisingly, no one found out that I was actually a bit sick, so I had to do a mummy voice, not just because it was Halloween. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, that means you have to go back and listen to the show on October 30th. Anyways, today's video is what makes popular kids popular. To be honest with you guys, I don't remember much about high school. I went to a private high school, and there really isn't a lot of people. But still, some of the students are more popular than other kids. And most of the times, these kids are quite mean. So I try to stay away from them as they create a lot of drama. Not that I hate drama. I mean, I do like to listen to other people's drama over lunch, you know, because it's very fun. Come on, who doesn't? But I don't want any drama of my own, though. How about you guys? What was your high school like? Let's check out the video today and find out what makes popular kids popular. And before that, we'll have to look at our sentence of the day. Today's sentence is a little bit shorter, and here it goes. This confidence of theirs attracts friends, and that makes them happy. And this happiness is also said to be magnetizing. This confidence of theirs attracts friends, and that makes them happy. And this happiness is also said to be magnetizing. Okay, and now moving on to our vocabulary.
Okay, 今天第一个单词我们要来看到的是 confidence. Confidence, 这是一个很重要的单词，它是一个名词，叫做自信、把握。 跟信任，在不同的句子里面，它会有不同的意思。所以我们先来看一下第一个。
She doesn't have enough confidence to speak in front of everyone.
她没有足够的自信在大家面前发言，就是她不够相信自己。She's
confident. 自信这个东西呢，它的主要成分就是你自我的信任，然后你要够爱你自己，你只要够勇敢，你就会有自信。好，那我们来看下一种用法。I have confidence that we will win this match.
我有把握我们会赢得这场比赛。
所以我刚刚说他的解释有自信、把握或信任，最常出现的就是自信跟把握这两个。好，再来下一个，我们看到confident，confident，它这个呢是一个形容词，它的意思就是自信的、有把握的或是信任的。它其实意思呢就是你有自信，然后呢你对自己你感到相当的自在，然后你很喜欢你自己。所以呢这个例句就是
You should be a bit more confident in yourself.
你应该要对你自己更有自信一点。大家要注意句子里面这边我用的是 confident in yourself. 你要对你自己，好，我们这样想好了，对你自己的内在更有自信一点，所以就是 confidence in yourself. 好，既然我们讲到自信，那我们就要讲到自信的相反，局促不安的、不自在的、没自信的。这个字是 self-conscious, self-conscious.
那其实 self-conscious 呢，其实它的意思就是 you're very nervous and you're very uncomfortable，
就是你很紧张，然后你觉得很不自在，因为你担心别人会怎么想你，或者是他们会怎么去评断你做的事情。好，那我们来看个例句。She
is very self-conscious about her nose.
她对于她的鼻子相当没有自信。如果你对于某件事情你觉得没有自信，那就是 about， 所以你就会说 self-conscious about。 一个名词，那我们最近在那个电影院有一个不错的电影，叫做《一个巨星的诞生》。那里面 Lady Gaga， 我觉得她剧本写得很好的，就是她有把 Lady Gaga 对她鼻子那件事情写进去。如果你还没有去看那部电影的，我鼓励你们可以去看一下。All right， 下一个单词是 attract， 这是一个动词，那它的意思是吸引、招引、引起。那我们就直接来看个例句。
Her sudden scream attracted people's attention.
她突如其来的尖叫引起了众人的注意。那我这边再补充一个好了。如果我们被某人的某样，可能他的特质或者是外观所吸引，那就是 attracted
to， 我们会接 to， 比如说像 I'm attracted to this man， 我对这个男人，对，我被这个男人深深的吸引了，就是 I'm attracted to this man。 好，那我们来看下一个单字， attractive。 Attractive 这是一个形容词，它的意思呢就是漂亮的、悦耳的、有魅力的、诱人的。所以你可以说一个人的长相很漂亮或者很有魅力，或者是你也可以说这个声音、这个音乐、哦、它是非常悦耳的，你就可以用 attractive 这个字。好，那我们直接来看个例句咯。 Sam is the most attractive man I have ever met. Sam 是我见过最有魅力的男人。 OK， 下一个我们来看这个单字叫做 happiness。 Happiness 这是一个名词，它意思呢就是幸福或是快乐，或者你也可以用 joy 来说，像我们在脑筋急转弯这个电影 Inside Out， 它里面呢，就它里面的那个快乐就叫做 joy。 好，那我们来看个例句。 What is your idea of true happiness? 你觉得真正的快乐是什么呢？每个人对于快乐都有不同的定义哈。好，那既然我们讲到 happiness， 我们已经在讲到这个情绪了，那我们就顺便带一下其他我们常见的，像是喜怒哀乐。好，第一个我们就来看到 anger。 Anger 这是一个名词，它的意思呢就是愤怒或怒火。那我们直接来看个例句咯。 Joseph feels a lot of anger towards his father as he has always been mistreated by him. Joseph 对他的爸爸有很深的愤怒，因为他爸爸一直对他很不好。好，下一个我们来看到 sadness。 Sadness 这是个名词，它就是哀伤的意思，或者是我们网络上的朋友喜欢说哀伤。好，那我们直接来看个例句。 Her heart is filled with sadness ever since her husband died. 自从她的老公过世后，她的心里只有满满的哀伤。那再来我们来看到 delight。 Delight这是一个名词，它是欣喜或是愉快，或者你一样也可以说 joy。 其实我觉得在英文好像喜跟乐这两个东西没有特别的太大的差别，其实我们常用 happiness 跟 delight， 不过我觉得 happiness 这个字还是用来做形容幸福这件事情会比较符合。好，那我们直接来看个例句。 The children screamed in delight when they saw the presents under the Christmas tree。孩子们看到圣诞树下的礼物时，兴奋地叫了起来。Oh, those good old days when I still believe in Santa. 还记得小时候还相信圣诞老公公的时候，圣诞节都过得特别开心，而且圣诞节也是 Winnie 最喜欢的一个节日。好，我们来看最后一个单字 ,magnetize。magnetize, 这是一个动词，它的意思呢是使磁化，使有磁性。好，那在影片中呢，它的意思是比较偏向时有感染力的或是有渲染力的意思，所以它就会说 magnetizing。 magnetizing 其实就是放大，有这种感觉。那我们就直接来看个例句咯。 His loud laugh is magnetizing. 他的大笑声很有渲染力。那不知道你们有没有那种朋友，就是他一笑大家就会跟着笑的朋友。嘿，我就是那个朋友。Alright guys, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Make sure you leave a recording and a comment. And if you like the show, please give it a thumbs up. Like, hit that like button. And see you all next time.